Ignite is meant to ignite innovation, ignite enterprise, ignite the spirit of the North Country, ignite an economic revolution for a generation to come. We are proposing projects totaling $126 million in requested URI investment, but leveraging $1.1 billion worth of project activity with that investment.
You're saying ignite an economic revolution. With the Regional Economic Development Council, haven't you already started that?
Well, exactly, and we have chosen well from the very beginning. We chose the right sectors of opportunity to begin investing in and cultivating and encouraging, and have stuck to our strategies and the kinds of projects and investments that now position us, we think, more strongly than anyone else, to take that next transformational step that URI is meant to invest in. And in our case, we have things that we believe will help transform the state. We have investments we think will transform the entire sectors that these investments are a part of globally.
Can you discuss the themes of your presentation?
We coalesced our strategies into three thematic areas. One is advanced manufacturing and innovation. Another is agriculture and clean energy. And the third is tourism and community centers. In the key realm of advanced manufacturing and innovation, we went further to identify three specific clusters with a strong presence in the North Country that are particularly ready for transformational growth with some investment behind them. And those are transportation equipment, is poised for exciting new growth, as well as an opportunity to go beyond ground transportation and finally into aerospace. The other is bioengineering and tourism and community centers.
Of the key projects that you've listed, one in particular has been languishing, the Laurentian project. What kind of boost will Laurentian get by being one of the key projects in the Regional Economic Development Council presentation?
With Laurentian, we have this venture that everybody who looks at it agrees makes sense. It should happen in New York, but it is deploying a new technology with a very high upfront capital investment requirement. URI presents us with flexible state funds on a scale. This gives us the opportunity to make an upfront investment. This could be the opportunity to finally move this project forward.
One of the other items on the list, particularly since we just saw Boston reject its Olympic bid because it was too expensive, you're trying to position the North Country and the entire state to bid for an Olympics? Considering the problems that host communities have had, why?
Because it has a huge impact, because the Olympics are part of the business we're in the North Country. The city of New York has wanted to host the Olympics. It hasn't. Lake Placid has done it twice. The North Country knows about this. Sports competition is big business for us. Now, in terms of an Olympic bid, the International Olympic Committee, they are now explicitly saying it is okay to stage Winter Olympic Games with distances as much as 1,000 miles apart. Now, a future bid could be, I think, very strongly put together now, that would be a New York bid, of which Lake Placid, because it has the key specialized facilities, would obviously be an indispensable and very important center of it, but not the totality of it.
In the presentation, you've got some innovative items, too.
The investment that we're proposing, $30-some million over 5 years at Trudeau in partnership with Clarkson, is the next crucial stage to now reposition it as a global gem in immunoengineering. In the realm of agriculture, the next transformational stage that we're proposing is year-round covered agriculture. Now, our approach is not to go for the factory greenhouse. We're proposing a network of greenhouses, covered agriculture, year-round vegetable production by our existing agricultural base, and therefore sustaining and growing that base.
When you look at your overall presentation, how unique do you think it is compared to the other regions of the state?
It's unique because we're unique. We're the only one without a metro center. We have a 6-million-acre park in the center of our region. Who else is going to talk about the Olympics? Who else targets Canadian companies? So I think we really will stand out. That isn't to say that the other regions don't have some exciting propositions, but we're the North Country, and that's what makes us a strong investment.
In late October, all 7 regions will make a full formal presentation of their plans and be questioned by the assessment team in Albany. Awards are expected to be announced sometime in December. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.